Justin Fluke with you now, joined by Coach Michael Downard to talk Hiawatha Redhawk football, coming off three wins a season ago. And Coach Downard back with his third year as the head coach role and fifth in the program. So let's start there, Coach. I know just having more continuity and expectations and an understanding of you and the program and the team, how have things gone, I guess, through the off season and the last couple weeks of practices getting ready for this year?
Well, it's been pretty nice. We've had some guys step up, take some leadership roles. Guys have kind of known what I expect, so it's a little bit easier as far as leadership goes. Everybody kind of knows my system now and what I expect and what I want. And, you know, it was the last couple of years we've always gotten off to a slow start anyways in practice and everything because we're still implementing or they're learning what I want. This year, you know, we got out after it this summer, got to a couple camps, I think the guys are, I've been impressed with where we're at as far as how we've started, I think the guys have done a good job understanding what I want, and we've been able to keep rolling a little bit faster here this year as far as getting started.
I'm sure it's helped, too, to have quite a few guys back that have some experience. I mean, you returned quite a few starters, and it sounds like the numbers overall are up in the program. That just gives you an opportunity to go through more things and have more guys involved on a daily basis, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Practices, I mean, you know, our first couple of years practices have been pretty tough as far as scout team and everything, and now we're at least getting some numbers, getting some better looks. As far as live reps and things like that in practice, it's really been nice to have these guys. And I know the freshmen are young and hungry. They've been coming. They came in off a great season last year, so it's really been those guys have been pushing our older guys. So I'm really glad to see that.
You got a couple guys back that have carried the football, a couple guys that have caught the football, and I think three or four returners up front on the line. But one of the big question marks, I guess, coming into the year was quarterback, and I know you put a lot of pressure on that position to be able to make a lot of reads and get the ball distributed. How's that kind of battle and the guys you have competing at that position gone so far?
Yeah, it's been a heck of a competition. Cooper Jacobson, Tyler Willick, and Brant Barnhill have all done a really good job as far as understanding the offense, what we want to do with the ball, like you said, making the right reads, getting the ball where it needs to go. Those guys have done a great job battling it out. It's made it tough for us coaches on who to choose because they're all good guys. They're all really good, really high-character guys. And, you know, that's kind of stuff we need out of our quarterbacks, some leadership. So I'm thinking it's going to be Barnhill going forward, but we'll see how practice goes the next couple days.
What are the thought, Coach? What is an area maybe that you've pinpointed in the off season or spending a little more time on this year? What's something that you feel like will be key to showing a lot of improvement? What area are you really looking at needing to take a big step forward this year?
Well, I think you know the biggest area where we need to improve is offensive line. That's been really our focus here, you know, ever since we ended the season last year is we got to figure out we're never the biggest guys. So we got to figure out kind of how to use some speed and quickness and really, again, understanding kind of goes back to understanding the offense and where those linemen can't get beat to. So that's, we've been really focusing in on the O-line. And I'm really thinking we'll be improved in that position, but, we'll find out on Friday when the ball's kicked off.
So. Friday night, Hiawatha opens the season at Troy. We'll talk about that game when we return here after this timeout. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Mike Downard, talking Hiawatha football. Before we talk about Troy, Coach, I wanted to mention the Jamboree. You had a chance to host and see a couple different teams there last Friday. How important is that, and how good, I guess, did you feel about it and what you were able to kind of get out of that opportunity?
Well, first off, the Jamboree was a great success. I thought we did really, really great things. The community, the school here, everybody rallied around to get this thing done. There was a lot of people here, you know, from other towns. And first off, you know, I'd like to say thank you to the community for getting this done, providing the food. You know, GM Bank did a lot of stuff with the food. It was a first-class event. Marysville, Sabetha loved it. So that's props on our community as far as putting that on. Secondly, you know, Marysville is about the great teams, great programs, great athletes, great coaches. That's kind of, we tell our guys, you know, you want to be at the top of your game, you got to play the guys at the top of the game. And Marysville is about definitely been at the top the last couple years. So as far as our jamboree against them, I think we found a lot of things to work on, but there are definitely some bright spots as well.
So, Troy, obviously new season, new team and personnel for everybody, but you played them last year, kind of have an idea, I guess, of some things about Troy. What are you kind of breaking down as the keys and thoughts on the game here this Friday?
Well, I think our skill guys, I know Troy's got some good guys, quarterbacks, some receivers, running backs. Those guys, they got some talent over there. I think our skill guys, hopefully we'll match up with theirs. I know they're going to be, hungry. Coach Jasper over there is a good coach. I think it's going to come down to our skill guys and what happens there.
Final thought, Coach. Every team's looking to get better, stay healthy, avoid quarantines and all that stuff. But do you feel like maybe the aspirations, the hopes, the goals, whether they're voiced vocally or whatever, are the expectations, I guess, are a little bit higher for the program this year for your team?
Yeah, I do feel that. And I think the kids feel that as well. I've kind of been excited. We started this broadcast. I've been here for 5 years. And, I think we're kind of at a point since I've been here that, the community's got some buzz, the program's got some buzz, the kids got some buzz. So I think everybody, as far as coaches and players, we feel it. We understand that there's an expectation now. And so hopefully we can keep improving and keep playing our tails off.
You bet. Well, hopefully a good start to the season Friday night at Troy. Coach, best of luck. We look forward to chatting with you throughout the year.
Absolutely.
Mike Downard, head coach of the Hawks. The Hiawatha Locker Room chats on KNZA and MSESports.net. Brought to you each week by Carl's Body Shop and Ryan Meiniger and his team at State Farm in Hiawatha.